Blog Talk Radio.
Together you got drama.
What you doing?
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Yeah, stop.
He is the host with the.
Okay, you're on the air with Smooth Drama. I'm having technical difficulties on the damn switchboard, so we just said fuck it. No.
Wow.
Fuck it.
We are really animated today.
Fuck it. Fuck it. You can't see it because I got my glasses on.
All right.
Sport in the hall.
Hi, everybody.
It's Butter Pecan.
And Big Hugger.
It's another show of Smooth Drama.
Another show.
And today we have Rising Star.
Rising Star.
And producer.
Michael Campbell.
And he is produced for Keisha Cole, Wu-Tang Clan, and MC Light. I'm sure he's produced for many others, but those are the only three that I know of.
MC Light likes swinging.
Is that a song?
Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever.
Oh, excuse
me. So we'll have them on the show in a little bit. We're going to call them. But if you want to send in your questions or call in, you can send your questions to
smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
Or you could call into the switchboard at
646-929-2037.
They want to hear from y'all. And from what I understand, Rising Star is single, and he's 29.
Yeah, smoothdrama.date.com.
Even before we get him on the air.
I'll get you a piece of you.
Well, hey, you know, Trey Smooth was pretty cool last week, so, you know, that was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah, he had his dick on the table.
Yeah, well.
Literally.
We got dick on the table.
Right.
Dick right here.
Dick on the table.
Dick on the chair over here.
Anyway, if y'all want to holler at us or keep up with us on your mobile devices, you can hit us up at
Smooth Drama. Text the word Smooth Drama to 41411 and you'll receive updates. You can also visit our events calendar on the website. We try to update the calendars as we schedule these guests. And there are two new buttons on the homepage. You'll check out the photos and our featured guests of everyone that we've had on the show so far. So
we got,
you know,
Butter.
Butter.
On her knees, like in the Hangover elevator scene.
Right. Memphis. Got some pictures of Memphis in there. And if you have any pictures of Dick, you know, Dick Hugger, that is. he can send them to smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com, and we can post them on the photos page.
That didn't come out right.
Well, I said if you have any pictures of Dick,
right.
You know, Dick Hugger.
Yeah, but
these Dick.
Folks would be thinking like, oh, I got pictures of Dick.
Yeah, we have pictures of, I got pictures of Dick.
All right.
Raise your hand if y'all got pictures of Dick. No, we're not talking Dick Hugger now. Well, maybe we are.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, pictures of Butter Dick.
Butter got a dick.
All right. I'm sure everybody had a happy Father's Day this weekend. To all the fathers out there, happy belated Father's Day.
Happy belated Father's Day. Hey, are we recording?
Yeah, I did read about a Father's Day in my favorite state in the whole United States and America.
Florida.
Florida. Where former wrestler spends Father's Day correctly with his sons.
Yeah.
Brian Blair was busted for using his sons as punching bags on Father's Day.
What?
Yeah. I guess they celebrated Father's Day with a good old fashioned "I'm gonna punch my boys in the face" up on. I guess what happens is the 52-year-old Mr. Blair punched his 17-year-old son, according to the sheriff's deputies, and then grabbed him and punched him in the face as he tried to walk away.
What?
He then grabbed his younger son by the throat and punched him on the head.
How old is the younger son?
17 and, I believe, 14.
And what part of
this
Florida?
This is in Tampa Bay, Florida.
Oh, shit.
Now, this guy was part of, for those of you who are up on wrestling, he was one of the Killer Bees. He was was a tag team back in the WWF Killer Bee tag team days.
Mm-hmm.
The now defunct WWF, which is now WWE. Not that it makes a damn difference between E and F, but just wanted to point that out.
Yeah.
Now, so most of us normal folks, Father's Day,
you can't have the afro. You calling yourself normal.
No? What? Normal people can't have afro?
Normal. You normal.
Right.
Normal.
I know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is normal folks on Father's Day, Mother's Day, all these special days, whatnot, you get together with the family and y'all, you bond.
Right.
I don't know if this is like some leftover road steroid rage.
Oh.
You know how they say the old steroid dudes that get that last juice shooting through them, and he was having a Killer Bees flashback.
And
you know how wrestlers, he might have a new syndrome, wrestling trauma syndrome, where every now and again you're walking and all of a sudden you think you're coming off the top rope on somebody.
Oh, can I do that?
No.
I don't know.
I'm just making it up as we go.
I don't believe in you.
Because I'm sure there was a tad bit more to the story, but I'm just thinking that on Father's Day, I wasn't thinking about punching Dick Hugger Jr. in the face.
Dick Hugger Jr. And Nut Hugger.
As a matter of fact.
Jockstrap.
Yes. Well, we didn't get to hang out with Jockstrap this weekend, me, Nut Hugger, and Jr., we got to play some ball last night for the first time in years.
And who dunked on who?
Nobody dunked on anybody.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, Nut Hugger can dunk now, so, he's smelling his own piss. But...
What?
Smell his own piss.
I don't know what that means.
I know. You just don't know what nut means. But it's all right.
I know what nut means.
Yeah, we going to school you anyway.
I know what nut means.
Yeah, we was playing a little ball last night. We was out there shaking and baking. I had to pull up and drop something. Somebody's face and let them know about it. Oh, we was at the 24-hour fitness.
Oh, okay.
Where Dick Hugger gets his ball on. You come out to 24-hour fitness.
Anywhere.
I might cross you over, I ain't telling you.
Just go to any damn 24-hour fitness.
And if I see you there, I should try to cross you over and pull up in your face let you know.
But you got to find the right 24-hour fitness.
You
got to
find the right one.
I'll give you a hint. It's in San Diego. Well, it's about that time that we give Rising Star and Michael Campbell a call. So let's try and get them on the phone. Let's see if I can do this right.
Can you?
I don't know. I guess we weren't on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Mr. Rising Star.
Hey, what's going on?
Not too much. How you doing, sir?
What's going on? How about yourself?
We're doing good over here.
Okay. Y'all been traveling?
We're all in California.
Okay.
West side in the building.
Is Michael with you?
He told me to call him on his phone, so I can hook him up with three-way right now.
Okay.
All right,
hold on.
Three-way.
Okay, hold on. All
right.
I'm saying it's like three ways you can make a sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah. Three ways you can eat some cake.
Watch out. I can't let shit in your bag.
Yeah, you can't have that.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello?
All right, hold on.
I'm on the air, smooth drama.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Mr. Ken,
hey, Mike.
Hello.
Hey, Mike, you're on live right now.
Live on Smooth Drum.
Mike, you there? Uh-oh.
Oh.
Yeah, he may have hung up.
No, he
is. Is he there?
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah.
Hold on. Call you in the house. All right. You want me to call him on the other phone? Hold on. Right. Yeah, hold on 1 minute. All right, hold on.
Okay.
No problem.
Everyone get their questions ready. Call in the 646-929-2037. And you can ask these gentlemen some questions. Talk
Hello.
To them. You know. Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Hello.
Hey, Mike, you on the phone?
Yes.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama.
How are you?
We're doing good. How you doing?
Good.
Everyone's on the line now. Now, you're on the air live. So,
start cussing right now.
You don't have to watch what you say, but, you know, just to warn you. You are on air live. So what's going on with you guys? I hear you guys are, trying to work out a deal with Universal.
Yep. It's about to get pinned. It's going to go down. So we're looking forward to that. I got with me one of the artists on the label, Keisha Liu. Keisha, say what's up.
Hey, Keisha.
Hey, Keisha.
How are you guys?
We're good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Just working on the album.
All right. What album are we working on?
Excuse me?
What album are we working on?
My first album.
What's the name of it?
We really didn't come up with a name yet.
Okay.
Hey, that's been done before, the album with no name.
Yeah, Keisha used to be a part of a teen group that had some pretty big success out on the West Coast called Flavors. And they're reorganizing, but Keisha decided to go solo. So it's a really exciting time for her right now, doing her own solo project.
Okay.
Well, very nice. When you guys are ready to drop a single or whatnot, let us know. Definitely promote it on the show and support any way we can.
Well, one of the songs that I've been working, one of the groups that I've been working with independently has something that's playing right now called The Jerk by the New Boys. That came out of our camp, so we're excited about that. That's making some noise right now.
Very cool. Very nice.
Yeah, my nephew's favorite song.
The Jerk?
Yes, You're a Jerk. Yeah, I almost killed him last week for playing it 25 times in a row. I almost contributed to some homicides.
Other than that, what else are you guys working on?
We've got a 12-year-old rapper that you're going to hear about named Tiana, who's just totally off the chain, 12 years old. So, but she's not your typical 12-year-old, so that's going to be pretty exciting, too.
Okay.
So, just, you know, really giving a shot to a lot of young artists that really didn't have a chance before. With the internet and technology being so important now, we really intend for Brooklyn West to really make some strong strides in the way of reaching young people with a positive message.
Now, how did you and Rising Star meet?
You want to tell about that?
Basically, my first day in Vegas, I was with Earl Willie. He invited me to the birthday party. And on the same day I was in Vegas, the first day I was in Vegas, I was interviewing a red carpet by this guy named Pete Allman. And basically, Pete Allman, he was checking up on me because I left Virginia. I'm from Virginia. I left Virginia behind, and I came to Vegas, you know, to, you know, get successful with my dreams in music. And Pete Allman kept an eye on me, and he took me to Michael Campbell's house. And when I met Michael Campbell, we just clicked like that, and we started grinding together.
Very cool. How long have you been in Vegas,
Rising Star? I've been in Vegas since December 6th.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, you know, I'm working with a legend, Michael Campbell. You know, so I'm loving every bit of it.
Now, Michael, what have you done? Tell our listeners, what have you done?
Michael!
Uh-oh. Michael.
Well, Mr. Rising Star. I'm sorry, say it again.
What have you done? Tell our listeners what you have done in the past, other than what you're doing now.
What I have done in the past?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, who have you worked with in the past?
Oh, I was MC Lyte's first producer.
Really? You did the first album?
No, even before the first album, before she even got signed, I'm the first one to ever work with her and get her groomed and ready to go off on to First Priority.
Okay, because, you know, her first two albums, I'll put those up against anybody.
Yeah. I have some CDs that are going to be coming out that are going to be called From the Vault, which is a collection of stuff on artists I've produced that never got released. Stuff on MC Lyte, KRS-One.
Really?
So I did the Minded album for the label out in the Bronx, B-Boy Records.
Oh, dude, I bow down right now.
Oh, he bowed down.
Man. Criminal Minded album. I think we took that album out of our tape deck for at least 4 months. In a row, every day, all day, every day.
Oh, wow. Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So, and I tell my homies that I was talking to the producer of Criminal Minded. They're going to be, wow.
You
can
pass the game.
You're going to see some stuff coming out, old releases never before heard on Ultramagnetic MCs.
Okay.
Cool Keith, the JBC Force, a lot of the old hip hop stuff.
Right.
You'll hear stuff that you've never heard before. And I'm talking to Roxanne Shanté right now. We've been talking about doing something for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. You know,
Brooklyn West is going to be doing some different things.
Wow.
All right. I look forward to hearing this.
Now, I know, Rising Star, you had mentioned you have a MySpace. You want to tell everybody what the MySpace is so they can go in and check you guys out?
And Mike, you want to tell them about it, your MySpace? Or?
There's a MySpace for Brooklyn West. It's myspace.com/ Brooklyn West Records.
Okay.
And I know, Rising Star, you have your own page also, correct?
Yeah, that was a page that I put on before I came to Vegas because, you know, I've been grinding in the business for about 15 years now, you know. And that was just a little try, you know, just telling a little bit about, you know, what I've done in the past and everything.
Okay, so what you coming out with? You got anything?
I'm just writing right now, but I'm basically working with Michael Campbell, just helping him on the business side, develop his label Brooklyn West. So, you know, you probably hear about me in the mid future or something.
I got plans for him. He just doesn't know it yet.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even know that, you know. But I'm just glad, you know, any part of the music business, I just love to be a part of. That's why I'm down here, you know.
Very cool. Now, and you like Vegas, all those bright lights and cuts on buckle?
I got a hip-hop question.
Uh-oh.
You know, I'm a hip-hop head here. Now, I got to know, I ask this question a lot. What do y'all feel about the rap game nowadays and the direction it's headed?
The niggas from New Music and East Brooklyn West.
I think that hip-hop has really been diluted. It's lost the essence greatly on what it started from. I think we've gone from bad to worse to right now to just about nothing. But I think that there are definitely some cats that are certainly about to change the game. I think that with the advent of the internet and downloading and all these things that are getting ready to come about, I think you're going to start to see more new music, more real hip-hop music emerge.
Right.
I think we've lost it for the dollar. I think it's become just over-commercialized. And I think that one of the causes for that really is I think we need more young people getting creative and playing more instruments as well.
Right.
I think the school system has really failed us in terms of kids learning to play instruments, which makes them – it limits to some degree their creativity. And I remember going to school and how being in the school band was important to me, how it kept me off the streets of Brooklyn, how influential it was in my life. And I think that a lot of young people are missing that.
All right. So now, as a producer, I don't know if you necessarily fan, is there anybody that you like listen to that, you know, you're like, yeah, they got the old flavor? But they're, like, coming up?
Well, I'll tell you the people that I like. I like Common.
Yeah.
I think Common's good. You know, I Busta Rhymes, I think, is really good. Coming up, I like Lil Wayne. You know, and I'm, you got to remember, I'm a traditionalist. I'm an old hip-hop head from, like, the roots of it.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
So, quite honestly, I'm just picking from the best of what's out there, but really I'm not that impressed with any of it. But that's the best. I think Common really stays true. Jay-Z stays true. You know, there's certain people that I remember Jay-Z when he was with us.
Yeah.
And Jay-Z, just a little sidekick.
Yeah, originator.
Yeah, I remember when he was just, like, hanging around.
Yeah, I remember
that. So, yeah, that...
quite fondly.
You know, I'd like to see more females in the rap game, but I want them to be talking about more stuff than shooting and killing. I need them to up the game and be talking about something. I would certainly like to see that. I think I heard some statistics, and it may not be correct, but I heard that Trina was the largest seller of 08 with a total of 1,000 units sold. And by major label standards, that's pretty bad. So I think there's time for a real strong female to enter the game right now.
Well, I mean, because I remember MC Lyte, when she came and Latifah came out, you know, they kind of upped the game so much. that the rest of the females kind of got lost in the shuffle there. And I know what you're saying, that the game is definitely right for an intelligent female. I mean, because I always thought that Lauryn Hill kind of had bridged that gap there for a minute, and then she fell off, and then there's been a black hole, basically.
Yeah.
So
you know, I think for someone bold enough to be different, because sometimes a lot of people in the game copy off what they hear on the radio.
Right.
But so for someone that's bold enough to do a little research, go back in the day, dig into their little history, go back into Mama Crates, Daddy Crates, and pull some stuff out, I think that they can really change the game.
I definitely agree with you there. Now, I'm curious. I know you're working with Keisha there, and I know you said you had the 12-year-old on your Brooklyn West. Any other young artists, established artists? I know talking to Rising Star also. What kind of direction are you going? Is this, you know, you plan on like releasing albums yearly? I mean, what's the direction that you plan on going with your production company?
The label is actually doing something a little different. You know, all the old models of how labels were run are really out the window right now with the advent of what's going on with the internet. Digital downloads are actually surpassing regular retail sales figures right now. So, you know, digital is really the focus right now more than anything else, particularly with young buyers. So having said that, I think that really it's my goal at Brooklyn West to be a trendsetter. We have three artists that are actually from Nairobi, Kenya, that are doing R&B, and a hip-hop group that's going to come out of Nairobi, Kenya. The internet has opened up so many opportunities in terms of growth that I don't have to look anymore for artists around the corner, that I'm not limited by location anymore. So I can seek some really, really amazing talent from all over the world.
So you plan on doing videos also?
Yes, going to do videos. I'm going to attempt something a little different. It's my goal with the label to do a video for every single.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
We were just talking about that.
I've been saying that forever and a day, because there's only one. I believe Ice-T's second and third album. The second album was Freedom of Speech, Watch What You Say, and the third album, I can't recall the title of it, but he did a video for every song.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know why people don't do that.
Well, you know, cost is a consideration.
Yeah.
You know, that's one. And, you know, a lot of times you're working via the big labels, and in doing that, you know, you're limited by what they want you to do. But, you know, fortunately, we're blessed with the freedom to be able to do whatever we want. And, you know, Universal is being really, really good to us in that regard and allowing us the freedom to do those things.
So do you plan on, like, when you talk about doing it as a single, it's like a whole video song by song leading into the next, or just individual singles?
A single with a video for that single, but there are so many things regarding technology now, like people are not only going to be able to download ringtones, but download the entire video into their iPhone, for example. And so the whole thing now with mobile phone technology, we're going to have videos being downloaded directly into people's phones, just like ringtones. And I hope to be able to at some point, offer to the public various choices. They can download the music, they can download the video, they can download a photo collection to put on their phone. There's so many different things that now we can offer that we couldn't do before.
Now I also thought, like, maybe I saw Chris Rock did this in one of his comedy shows where he did the comedy show in three different locations. And I wondered, maybe there's in the upcoming future where there'll be concerts in different locations, but all simultaneously at the same time, and you can, like, switch when one group is off the stage, you can go to this other location?
Yes, the technology is certainly there to do that, using the internet and streaming the video. The quality is there, the technology is there to do it. I was at a meeting once with an executive from Warner who made a statement. This was about maybe 5 years ago, and he said, it's not a question of if there will be a viable internet record label. It's just a matter of when.
Right.
So, you know, he realized that at some point there would ultimately be a record label that there'll be a label that will grow to the size of an Atlantic, a Warner Brothers, a Motown that's gonna blow up huge and become another major label. I'm talking multi-million dollar label. I'm not talking about a Def Jam. I'm not talking about a Bad Boy. What I'm talking about is a Capitol, an RCA, a Warner Brothers. I'm talking about a big, big mainstay label. And it's all going to be internet-based.
Yeah.
It's just a question of when.
Okay. I'm definitely agreeing with you there. As we all know that the internet and the interactivity between phones and whatnot, as you were saying, all the possibilities, that's why I was mentioning it, because you said you had the artist over in
Kenya.
So maybe as a cost preserver, you could, like, remotely concert them, click them in to a concert like we're conferencing now on the internet the same way.
Yes. It's possible to have an artist, for example, on a screen. I could have, let's say, a concert going on here, and she could be performing at another club, and I could put that up on screens. You know, I could. There's even some things you could do where a band is actually performing, and she's on the screen, but she's not standing there.
Right.
She's actually in Kenya. There's some really unique things that could be done.
You're looking into doing those things?
I'm always looking into doing. My mind is always racing because I'm always trying to think of how to use technology in a way that's going to be innovative and that's going to definitely do not just some things in terms of music. I think Brooklyn West is about positive music as well, and I'm selective about the kind of music that gets signed to the label. I'm selective about the quality of it. I'm selective about how it's mastered, how it sounds. All of that's very important to me because I've heard people's products sometimes, and I know you have for sure, that you wonder where this was possibly done at. And
I'm like, not where, why?
Yeah. So, you know, quality is really important. You know, as a studio owner, and we have a big facility here, as a studio owner, you know, I work with people all the time, and I understand they work within their budget, but sometimes you get what you pay for. And, you know, you only want to spend $15 an hour on a studio, but you want to make $10 million from what you created for $15. And, you know, there's a saying in the industry in recording, garbage in, garbage out. So it's got to be clean, it's got to be good, it's got to be quality from the beginning when you first lay that first track, or you're going to have problems from there on in.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So,
Rising Star, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here on the list to Michael to talk, you know.
No, I can get off. We can let Rising Star talk because I think I'm imposing on the Rising Star time right now.
Oh no.
Okay.
Well, we're glad that you're both on. You know, we wanted to definitely talk about the projects that both of you are doing as far as, you know, your label and working with Universal. I mean, we're glad to hear that you're taking young artists and molding them into something that, you know, when they hit the streets, they're not singing about killing and shooting people. So I'm very glad to hear that because you hear that too many times, especially from young artists, and I don't think they have any business singing about that, especially to our young children. So I'm glad to hear that you are doing something positive with your label. And, I mean, Rising Star, I know, you know, it's amazing that you just picked up and left Virginia and ended up in Vegas. You want to tell me?
You know, I'm the type of guy that I live my dream to its limit, you know. There's no limitation to what you can do in life. So, you know, I'm very well known for doing that, you know, just leaving the stage, just going out, you know, going after that music. I breathe music and I live music. And basically, you know, it's a blessing to be on this journey right here with Michael Campbell to great success. You know, I'm just loving it. You know, that's just me.
So what kind of music do you plan on making?
I do all positive music. I had about 7 months ago, I had a song called Thank You, Mom. It was for all the mothers across the world, all the good moms across the world. And it spread across the world to close to 300 DJs across the world had picked up the song and they stopped playing it, including Urban Network, Urban Radio. And, you know, a lot of people, I started getting a lot of good responses back. You know, and I met a close friend. His name is Herb Welly. And he's a very close friend of mine, and he's a legend in the business also. And he basically took me on his wings, and we got real close before I came to Vegas. And, you know, and Herb was like, well, I'm sorry, Keisha Cole's sister having a birthday party. Do you want to come? I said, yes. Anything to do with music, I'll get up and go.
With nothing. Okay.
And so that's how I ended up in Vegas. I was invited to Keisha Cole's sister birthday party, and I was only supposed to be in Vegas for 3 days. I canceled my plane ticket. I canceled everything, and I said, I ain't going nowhere. I'm just staying out here. This is where it's at.
All right.
You mean Harold brought you out to Vegas and just left you there?
Oh, no. Harold always keeps out on me. Harold always checking up on me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hey, you know, they got people on the corners.
We do. I do have to again give a shout out to our creator Harold. He created Smooth Drama, or he told us how to create it. So, hey,
help!
Stop, hey, Harold.
As long as I got God on my side, you know, I can go anywhere and I'm safe. You know, I'm a strong believer of that. And you know, I just go to school. It's a blessing. It's like a dream. My whole life story is like a dream. You know, I've been performing and rapping for over 16 years, and I wrote over 600 songs.
How old are you?
And I'm 29.
Oh, my gosh.
And I did anything you can name that underground artists could do, I did it. Had you know, CDs in the store, had videos, music videos, anything you can name, I did it as far as an underground artist. And you know, so that's basically how I end up here. And my advice to everybody, you know, that's listening, you know, if you got a dream, if you believe in that dream and go after that dream, don't let nobody try to hold you back or don't let nobody hold you down, you're going to make it.
That's a good philosophy. You know?
Great philosophy, actually.
You know, I'm surprised we don't have anybody calling in to ask questions. Come on, y'all. 646-929-2037 if you want to ask Rising Star a question or Michael Campbell. You know, now's the time. Rising Star, you single?
I just that are interested in getting on, we will be signing. So we are still looking for artists.
There you go, y'all. If you can sing, hit, you know, send us an email at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. And we'll make sure that these gentlemen get your music, and you never know, you may be signed.
Or you can call in and serenade Butter.
Oh, serenade me. 646-929-2037. We want to hear from y'all. Come on. So, all righty then. Well, you know. And what can you repeat the MySpace page again?
It's myspace.com/ Brooklyn West Records.
And are you guys on Facebook, Twitter?
All that's being set up right now.
Okay.
It's so much, I had to hire a company to do it. It's gotten so crazy with all these sites now.
I know. It's hard to keep up, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All this new technology.
But we will definitely be looking. I will be looking for this Brooklyn West and the old MC Light and the KRS-One. I'm looking for you, man.
I'm gonna make sure. I'm gonna make sure you get it now.
Hey, because I'm looking for you, man. If I don't get it, because that's me. It's flowing through my blood. And I cut my veins open right now from old school hip hop.
He was bound down to you, Michael.
Hey, you get Criminal Minded, one of my favorite albums of all time. I got nothing but love. And when she said you work with MC Light, I was like, oh.
Yeah, he about, yeah.
Hey, I'm just saying, MC Light made us not buy no other women's rap songs.
Well, you know, she had a distinctive sound. She has a particular sound of her voice. And that's really one of the things that I look for. You know, it's a certain sound. And you know it when you hear it.
Yes.
Because it catches your ear. It's pleasing to you. It just does something to you. You know, there's singers and then there's singers.
Yeah. And then there's some that can't sing at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be on the lookout for Keisha Luke. She's about to lock it down there.
All right.
Well, we'll definitely, you know, when things start to take off, we'd like to have her on the show, talk about her project, and, you know, play the music as soon as she, you know, when you guys know what the name of the album is, you know, open invitation back on Smooth Drama for all of you.
All right.
All of your artists, please, you know.
Play your videos.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Put your videos on our station.
When we have our release party, love to have you guys there to cover it. That'd be hot.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Let us know. I'm down for the road trip, baby.
Road trip up to Vegas. That'll be fun.
Yeah, it's a hop, skip, and a jump and away.
And we won't stay, Rising Star. We'll come back to California.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we'll have a party. Maybe we'll have a party up there. Maybe we'll come there.
Okay. Hey, come down to Booga Studios.
Come on down.
Come on down to Smooth Drama. We can do the interview live. That would be
okay.
Very nice.
That sounds like a plan in the making right
that
there.
That is.
You can have the party right here.
Right here.
Oh, okay. All right.
Bring your artist.
See, now everybody heard that now, so we were all good. We're a lock on that. It's going to go down... Elise is going to be first or second week in September.
Okay. We'll keep in touch and definitely start planning something.
And it's in San Diego, so it's not going to be cold.
Oh, I love San Diego. Now here's something you didn't know. I used to live in San Diego.
Really?
What part?
I'm going to name some spots. When I first moved to San Diego, I lived in Normal Heights.
Uh-huh.
I lived, I think it was on Utah.
Okay.
And then I moved to El Cajon.
El Cajon.
I lived up on the Crest, on La Cresta Road.
Oh, wow. Okay.
2936. That's right. And then I lived in Del Mar.
Okay.
Oh, okay. You were moving on up, weren't you?
Oh, I was trying to do the thing now.
You're doing your thing. All right, now you're in Vegas.
I remember Tayati, who was a DJ.
Yeah,
on,
he's on Smooth Jazz, 98.1 now.
Right. At the time that I was living there, he was on Willie Morrow's radio station.
I still talk to Tayati.
Hmm?
I talk to Tayati every so often.
I haven't talked to him in years. He's a great guy, and he was the one responsible for breaking one of the first records that I ever did.
Oh, wow.
What record was that?
It was a group called High Voltage, and it was a funk kind of dance song called Freak to Freak. And it was written by George Clinton, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's not a real shock when you say Freak to Freak.
Right.
You know, we might have like a reunion. I'll invite Toddy, and you know, you come on down.
Oh, that would be hot. Yeah, I haven't seen him in 20 years, maybe.
Really? 20 years? Wow. He's a sweet man. He's a very sweet man.
Yes, he is. Really good guy. And you,
definitely.
We have another San Diegan here in Vegas, Galaxy Glenn.
Oh, wow.
I think he was on the same
that team. That name is ever.
You know who that is?
Yeah. The old
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was on Power 88 here. I don't know if he's still on the station or not, but, yeah, he's from San. I think he was on Willie Morrow's station as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was a DJ here. I can't remember what station, but I remember the name Galaxy Glenn.
He played my songs on, like, 7 months ago. He played my songs over there in Cali.
Oh, all right. All right.
Yeah.
Well, definitely, well, we have to think about a whole reunion.
Yeah, that would definitely be
Smooth Drama, cover it.
Why can't you just be a part?
Well, that too. Then Smooth Drama would cover it. So.
Okay.
Now, who knows? I might be able to hit up KRS and see if I can get him to come
down. Oh, look at that.
Hey. Talk to me. You talk
Dick,
to KRS.
Dick Hunter wants to be your best friend.
Now that would be hot.
Yeah.
I could throw a beat on and let him do his thing.
Oh, I know about him doing his thing. I got everything he's ever done.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, that'd be something we can definitely pull off.
Yeah, definitely. I would look forward to that.
Oh, I would too. I can't even talk now.
No, he's all choked up.
Oh my gosh! All right. I hope you like this early stuff when I release it. I hope you like that stuff.
Oh well, I mean that was my stuff right there. I got all that stuff still. I still rock it.
He's old school hip hop.
Yeah, I mean it's on our MySpace page on my playlist. You know where I'm coming from by looking at the playlist.
Oh, no doubt. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Very cool. Our MySpace is Smooth Drama. MySpace.com/SmoothDrama. So he's got the whole playlist going. But we want to thank you, gentlemen, for being on the show. And
thank you. Thank y'all.
Open invitation for when you guys are ready to start promoting the artists and putting out them singles.
Okay.
We would like to be the first to play them for you.
Okay. And, you know, let's definitely do some networking and try to do some linking between us and really grow this thing.
That would be great. That would definitely be great. And I got Rising Star's number and his email, so we'll definitely all keep in touch. You know,
Keisha came back up from the studio. She's down in the studio, so she's going to say hello and goodbye.
Okay.
Hello. How are you guys?
Now, when you get ready to promote your album, you know, let us know. We'll get you on the show, and we'll talk about it.
Know.
Or if you want to just come on the show and talk shit. Hey.
That'll be nice.
We do that all the time.
Absolutely do.
But we want to thank everyone, and
hi.
We'll definitely all be in touch.
I appreciate the love and everything.
I'll be looking for
you
too.
Thank you, guys.
You take
thank
care.
Bye.
So, bye. Bye. Bye.
Good night.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, here we are. Alrighty.
We're going to go on the station identification break, and we'll be right back.
Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.
turn your back with Butter Pecan.
Dick Hugger.
Woo, Dick Hugger. Oh, choked up after that interview.
Hip hop is in the building.
Woo, he said, maybe we can get KRS-One. And boy, you should have seen Dick Hugger's face.
Hey.
In fact, you can. Right on the TV.
Hey, that's
he was all happy. Bowing down to Michael
right
Campbell.
There. That is the god of hip hop right there.
Uh huh.
Tell me.
Ooh, he all warm and fuzzy inside now.
Yeah. He's gonna stick with just fuzzy.
Warm
right.
And fuzzy inside.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
I'm deviating. I know y'all. You remember the Helen Fun who beat her, she handcuffed her husband to try to talk to him.
Yes.
Because he didn't want to talk to her.
Right.
For some strange reason.
Right.
Well,
we're going back to that story?
Yeah, we're going back to it because I guess they're in the middle of the whole assault trial deal. I guess there was a little bit more to
it. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I guess before she handcuffed him and beat him, and I guess she hit him with a table leg also.
On the head?
I'm sure she probably hit him everywhere she could.
She beat his ass.
Yeah.
All because he wouldn't talk to her?
Right. She,
damn.
Well, she hit him.
She's going to listen to me.
Before she, right.
He's gonna listen to me.
Well, I mean, they were supposed to break up. And I guess that's the reason.
Well, I guess it's better than cutting off his arm.
But hold on. Now, I'm sorry. This is the classic selfish shit here. If a man or woman don't want your ass, hey,
yeah, let him go.
Let him go.
Let him go.
You the stalking. The handcuffing them and making them want to talk to you. Look.
Just let them go. Get over it.
Your ass is crazy. That's why they don't want to talk to you.
Because you're crazy.
Now, I know some of you don't believe that it's you, but if you have a overabundance of people who run when they see you coming, or you can't seem to find anybody to talk to.
An overabundance. People running from you.
Well, basically, whenever you call, nobody answers. You know, you're always leaving messages. You can only catch people when you see their ass live and they didn't see you first.
Right.
Because if they saw you first, you wouldn't see you.
Right.
That's a clue. Something is wrong with your ass.
If someone don't want your ass, let them go.
Let it go. Maybe you'll find another crazy motherfucker out there just like you. And y'all can bond and hit each other with table legs.
And handcuff each other.
All right, follow each other around everywhere you fucking go. I'm just saying. It's not a diss. Because, as we know, not everybody is for everybody.
Right.
You know, that's the deal. Now, you're not compatible with them. It's not working out. You feel like they're not giving you enough time, then you need to go and find somebody that's going to need time. You can't make folks give you time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That makes sense, right?
Uh-huh.
Just
let them go.
Ample advice.
Somebody don't want to be with you,
let them go. You know?
But that, right.
Just not worth it.
Right.
You know, that's
his advice for
you. That's my advice.
That's our advice. If someone don't want your ass, let them go.
This is Relationship Talk Live on Smooth.
Relationship 101 for Smooth Drama, Dick Hugger, and Butter Pecan, because we know.
Right. If they don't want you,
yeah, we've had them stalkers.
Right.
We've had them phone calls. We've had them unwanted shit. Yeah.
I got it. You know how it always ends.
On what?
I got to end on something that happened here in San Diego that I cannot believe.
What?
It never failed. You know, we talk about stupid people. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot. I mean, my name is like based on stupid people.
Right.
A jury here is deadlocked in the case of an Alpine man charged with murdering two people during a liquor store robbery in March 2006.
Mm.
You know, that El Cajon, Mr. Campbell, you used to live there.
Yep.
The El Cajon Superior Court jury was unable to reach a verdict, and the judge declared a mistrial Monday. They said the jury said they were leaning 11-1 in favor of convicting Anthony Miller, who is 23. Mr. Miller is accused of participating in a liquor store robbery in which co-owner Heather Mattia and store employee Ferris Iso were shot in the head, execution style.
Oh, I remember this.
Yes. Now, the co-defendant, John Pierre Rice, pleaded guilty to murder and has admitted to shooting the pair. And a separate jury is considering whether to recommend the death penalty. And Mr. Miller, Anthony Miller's defense attorney, said a new trial date is set for September.
Uh-huh.
Now, my question is, why? They killed two people, execution style, and admitted to it.
Yeah, I know.
What else is there? Now, I mean, you know, we live in San Diego, whatnot. I don't know if there's something, I mean, because this sounds like some shit that happened in Florida. Not where a jury, where a guys admit to killing somebody.
Right.
We killed them. We did it. Got the videotape from the store, too. Execution
mm-hmm.
style in the head, but y'all can't find them guilty? You're deadlocked on the positive confession.
Something going on with the jury.
Yeah, somebody on the jury is really stupid.
A couple people.
Right. How are you deadlocked on that shit? I did it. No, we don't believe you did it.
I know.
We don't believe you did it? Come on. Really? I question some. I mean, I guess this is the reason why some of us are scared to be on juries, because we're scared that some of these stupid people might, like, rub up on you and stupid might get on you.
Stupid might soak in.
Yeah.
Stupid might soak in.
Yeah. That's all I can say. That's my social commentary, people. I can't believe that people can confess to killing somebody and the jury can't find them guilty. They're deadlocked on it. No? Did they really do it?
Well, stupid is stupid.
Yeah.
But anyways, on that note, you can send your comments, topics, suggestions, or opinions into
smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
And to stay up to date on events, even that, you know, that party that we're planning on having, you can text the word
smoothdrama to the number 41411 on your mobile device.
And until next time,
I'm Dick Hugger.
And this is Bud Pecan on Smooth.
We're out.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.